I'm Chris Lemke with Mission Network News. The church in China just saw history being made. For over a century, the main Bible in China has been the Union Translation. While still in use, it's written in language people don't use much.
The real crying need was a contemporary translation that was authoritative and well-researched and well-documented.
Carl Moeller of Biblica, the International Bible Society, says the Chinese government just granted approval for the Chinese Contemporary Bible to be printed and distributed throughout the nation. The Chinese church is set to soon become the largest national Bible-believing community in the world.
Praying for the Chinese churches is the most important thing that we can do. Pray as we distribute the Chinese Contemporary Bible, that it's taken into people's hearts and homes, and that we have the resources necessary to accomplish that.
Reports surfaced this week revealing a new problem among U.S. veterans: opioid overdose. Opioids are often prescribed to treat chronic pain, a problem faced by over half of all vets. Not all chronic pain results from physical injury, though. Post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, is getting attention in the medical field, but one aspect is still being ignored.
Survivor's guilt is almost another name for PTSD altogether.
It's a burden carried by almost every veteran who meets with Steve Prince of Warriors Set Free. This division of Set Free Ministries helps veterans overcome the wounds of war through biblical counseling.
Whatever we did or did not do, or whatever the situation is, we have to look at forgiveness. And then if we can't forgive ourselves, which there's semantics in there, but it's a matter of accepting forgiveness that Jesus Christ paid for.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Chris Lemke.